Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed. The Anti-Hero Underground is the only existing group of resistors who have managed to survive. We subsist in the wilderness outside of the biosphere where our numbers are strong. Tactical skill has allowed us to gain ground in the war against machine culture, but that will not be enough. New recruits and patrons are needed in the struggle, or what little is left of the forest will not survive. There is not much time. The war that shapes our lives is upon us at every moment. The machines and their culture are winning. Day by day, their smokestacks spew poison into the air. At night, the stars do not shine above their electric palaces. The thieves of history would have you believe that their world, your world, is the only one which exists. This is a mistruth. We are alive and fighting.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Autonomous Action Radio. I'm your friendly anarchist host Linda. And on today's show, I had the great idea of compiling an anarchist alphabet. Although once I started thinking about the idea and becoming inspired, it's turned out to be more of an Autonomous Action Radio / the Anarchy Show alphabet. So it's broadened out into people, bands, organizations, and so forth, as well as definitions and concepts. Today we're going to hear A, B, and C. Also on today's show, we've got the latest episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by Submedia. Christopher Dorner, Gravedigger in Uniform. Chris Dorner is the ex-LA cop who declared war on the Los Angeles Police Department. Since the episode was released, Dorner has been found dead in a burnt-out cabin after a shootout with police.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I
guess
think
what?
That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about
people
it.
Want is true, even if it is.
Your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. Oh, got it?
Guess what?
I say, how about a mega statement? It's true even if it is
wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
A stands for anarchism. Anarchism stems from the Greek anarchos, meaning without rulers.
A, anarchism. Anarchists believe for the good life and a sustainable life, people must immediately begin becoming independent in thought and action. Independent thought means while they can take and give orders in areas of expertise and can fully cooperate, they must be able to rehearse the arguments as to why the path they are taking is the best one. They must also be in a position to consider objections to this path and offer suggestions and objections to others who are also independent thinkers. Independent action means every independent thinker must be directly in control of the productive powers of society. This is not only a necessary precondition for independent thought, it confers upon it maximum importance. Anarchos means without rulers. Indeed, because the leadership and organisations familiar to us and found in nation states, churches, mainstream unions, armies, central committees, and educational institutions prohibit independent thought and action, these must be immediately abolished.
Anarchism, the type of society in which the state plays little or no part at all, in which all wealth is owned in common by the people, and all work is shared. All decisions are taken in the sight of and with the knowledge of all, and in which relations of all kinds are non-exploitative, and where the concepts of leaders and led are thought to have no meaning.
I want to tell you about anarchism, because anarchism is the only thing that can give you liberty, well-being, and bring peace and joy to the world.
You just have to remember, whatever people think is right is right.
Yes.
Ever has to wait for the bus, because I want social revolution. revolution.
Autonomy. Autonomy is from the Greek meaning auto, self-law. Hence, when combined, it's understood to mean one who gives oneself their own law. Autonomous can also refer to a self-governing community.
As to methods, anarchism is not, as some may suppose, a theory of the future to be realized through divine inspiration. It is a living force in the affairs of our life, constantly creating new conditions. The methods of anarchism, therefore, do not comprise an ironclad program to be carried out under all circumstances. Methods must grow out of the economic needs of each place and clime, of the intellectual and temperamental requirements of the individual. The serene, calm character of a Tolstoy will wish different methods for social reconstruction than the intense, overflowing personality of a Michael Bakunin or a Peter Kropotkin. Equally so, it must be apparent that the economic and political needs of Russia will dictate more drastic measures than would England or America. Anarchism does not stand for military drill and uniformity. It does, however, stand for the spirit of revolt, in whatever form, against everything that hinders human growth. All anarchists agree in that, as they also agree in their opposition to the political machinery as a means of bringing about the great social change. Quote, "All voting," says Thoreau, "is a sort of gaming, like checkers or backgammon, a playing with right and wrong. Its obligation never exceeds that of expediency. Even voting for the right thing is doing nothing for it. A wise man will not leave the right to the mercy of a chance, nor will it wish to prevail through the power of majority." End quote. A close examination of the machinery of politics and its achievements will bear out the logic of Thoreau. What does the history of parliamentarianism show? Nothing but failure and defeat, not even a single reform to ameliorate the economic and social stress of the people. Laws have been passed and enactments have been made for the improvement and protection of labor. Thus, it was proven only last year that Illinois, with the most rigid laws for mine protection, had the greatest mine disasters. In states where child labor laws prevail, child exploitation is at its highest. And though with us the workers enjoy full political opportunities, capitalism has reached the most brazen zenith. Even were the workers able to have their own representatives, for which our good socialist politicians are clamoring, what chances are there for their honesty and good faith? One has but to bear in mind the process of politics to realize that its path of good intentions is full of pitfalls. Wire-pulling, intriguing, flattering, lying, cheating, in fact, chicanery of every description, whereby the political aspirant can achieve success. Added to that is a complete demoralization of character and conviction, until nothing is left that would make one hope for anything from such a human derelict. Time and time again, the people were foolish enough to trust, believe, and support, with their last farthing, aspiring politicians, only to find themselves betrayed and cheated. It may be claimed that men of integrity would not become corrupt in the political grinding mill. Perhaps not. But such men would be absolutely helpless to exert the slightest influence in behalf of labor, as indeed has been shown in numerous instances. The state is the economic master of its servants. Good men, if such there be, would either remain true to their political faith and lose their economic support, or they would cling to their economic master and be utterly unable to do the slightest good. The political arena leaves one no alternative. One must either be a dunce or a rogue. The political superstition is still holding sway over the hearts and minds of the masses, but the true lovers of liberty will have no more to do with it. Instead, they believe with Stirner that man has as much liberty as he is willing to take. Anarchism, therefore, stands for direct action, the open defiance of and resistance to all laws and restrictions, economic, social, and moral. But defiance and resistance are illegal. Therein lies the salvation of man. Everything illegal necessitates integrity, self-reliance, and courage. In short, it calls for free, independent spirits for, quote, men who are men and who have a bone in their backs which you cannot pass your hand through, end quote. Universal suffrage itself owes its existence to direct action. If not for the spirit of rebellion, of the defiance on the part of the American Revolutionary Fathers, their posterity would still wear the king's coat. If not for the direct action of a John Brown and his comrades, America would still trade in the flesh of the black man. True, the trade in white flesh is still going on, but that too will have to be abolished by direct action. Trade unionism, the economic arena of the modern gladiator, owes its existence to direct action. It is but recently that law and government have attempted to crush the trade union movement and condemned the exponents of man's right to organize to prison as conspirators. Had they sought to assert their cause through begging, pleading, and compromise, trade unionism would today be a negligible quantity. In France, in Spain, in Italy, in Russia, nay, even in England, witness the growing rebellion of English labor unions, direct revolutionary economic action has become so strong a force in the battle for industrial liberty as to make the world realize the tremendous importance of labor's power. The general strike, the supreme expression of the economic consciousness of the workers, was ridiculed in America but a short time ago. Today, every great strike, in order to win, must realize the importance of the solidaric general protest. Direct action, having proven effective along economic lines, is equally potent in the environment of the individual. There, 100 forces encroach upon his being, and only persistent resistance to them will finally set him free. Direct action against the authority in the shop, direct action against the authority of the law, direct action against the invasive, meddlesome authority of our moral code, is the logical, consistent method of anarchism. Will it not lead to a revolution? Indeed, it will. No real social change has ever come about without a revolution. People are either not familiar with their history, or they have not yet learned that revolution is but thought carried into action. Anarchism, the great leaven of thought, is today permeating every phase of human endeavor. Science, art, literature, the drama, the effort for economic betterment, in fact, every individual and social opposition to the existing disorder of things is illuminated by the spiritual light of anarchism. It is the philosophy of the sovereignty of the individual. It is the theory of social harmony. It is the great, surging, living truth that is reconstructing the world, and that will usher in the dawn.
B. Black Bloc. The Black Bloc is a tactic for protests and marches where individuals wear black clothing, scarves, sunglasses, ski masks, or other face-concealing and face-protecting items. The clothing is used to conceal marchers' identity. It is used as a security and safety measure. In its essential form, each participant of a Black Bloc wears somewhat of a uniform. The idea of wearing this uniform is that if every person in the bloc looks relatively alike, it is hard for the police to determine which individual did what. For instance, if a Black Bloc participant throws a brick at a store window and runs into the bloc, she will easily blend in with everyone else. The Black Bloc is based on two key principles: collective anonymity and mutual aid. Some people in the Black Bloc choose to engage in a bit of smashy smash, economic sabotage targeted at the worst excesses of capitalist society, such as McDonald's, Nike, various banks, and of course the police, whose job it is to protect the rich and the state.
All right, police! Police!
Bad.
Cop. Nut.
Donut.
Bad. 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 Bad.
Cop. 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 Cop.
No. 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 No.
Donut. 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 Donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Bad.
Cop.
Nut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cough, 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 cough.
No, 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 no.
Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
The Beehive Collective.
My name is Sakura, and I came from, well, the United States and Canada. I work with a collective called the Beehive Design Collective. And what we do is we make these huge, portable, graphic narrative murals, and we bring them around with us so that we can do storytelling, usually around the themes of resource extraction, neocolonialism, and free trade.
B Media Collective. The B Media Collective is a community-based art collective that uses documentary films, political remix videos, and skill-building workshops to catalyze collaborative work for social justice. They have made films for 350.org, the Portland Central America Solidarity Committee, Rising Tide, the IWW, and Veterans for Peace. They are based in Portland, Oregon.
Are you feeling nervous, isolated, and anxious about the state of the state?
I can't.
It's Velveeta versus cheddar. Our Velveeta melts much better.
There's both of you, you're both sick.
Death.
Feeling the aches and pains of a dying planet?
Clean coal technology.
I can't. And by the way, I like coal.
I mean, I want to really emphasize this point.
Overstimulation not getting you up off your couch?
Soy Mitt Romney. Y apruebo este mensaje.
Do you just not get it? If you are experiencing any of these conditions, you may be suffering from erectile dysfunction. Don't worry though, there is a solution. It's not
diarrhea, nausea.
It's Rise Up.
Warning, side effects of Rise Up include resistance to state power, a sense of actual purpose in your life, critical thinking skills, oppositional defiance disorder, warm fuzzy feelings, bewildering empowerment, rejection of advertisements, and a temporary relief from corporate culture.
B is also for Bella Ciao. The song Bella Ciao was sung by the left-wing anti-fascist resistance movement in Italy, a movement composed of anarchists, communists, socialists, and also by militant anti-fascist partisans. It was written by women working in the rice fields in support for love for Italian partisans who were living in the hills trying to fight the invading fascist armies. The gist of the original lyrics is, "This morning I woke up and saw we'd been invaded. O partisan, take me away, and if I die, bury me in the mountains beneath a pretty flower. People will see this flower and say, what a pretty flower. Is this the flower of the partisan? And they will know that I died for freedom. This song was recorded by Chumbawamba after the death of Carlo Giuliani, who was shot and run over by police at the demonstrations against the Group of Eight summit that was held in Genoa from July 19 to 21, 2001. We're going to listen to that version now. C is for coexistence, collectivism, and cooperation. C is also for class war. Class war is the oldest war in history. It has been going on for hundreds of years and shows no sign of stopping. Anarchists aim to end the class war by creating an equal society. In a world without class, there can be no class war. Class war in modern society is caused by the ruling class owning all the ways to live and enforcing that ownership on the common class.
Blinding my sight with your daylights, a thousand little parasites, spreading apathy like
like a doozy. He's no deuces, it's a dish, it'll be empty. Market leeches wanna crow fire on the backs of the workers, petty bourgeois. Say it comes round, but I know it trickles down. That ain't prosperity, that's being into this ground. When the axe swings, it's always our throats. So don't tell me that we're in the same boat. You're bleeding us dry while your pigs fly. How you play your blame games, you think I'm blind? It ain't a brown man that tried to cut my pay. It ain't a white man that took my rights away. It ain't a black man that sold me down the line. It was a rich man, and every fucking time. See, you attack the workers, you persecute the poor. Then you stand there and tell me there's no class war. Don't pretend to me you ain't a friend to me. You're just a class enemy. Attack the workers, you persecute the poor. Then you stand there and tell me there's no class war. Don't pretend to me you ain't a friend to me. You ain't nothing but a class enemy.
Anarchy Show on 102.1 FM or streaming on 4ZZFM.org.au.
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants.
C is for Chomsky. Noam Chomsky, American linguist, philosopher, cognitive scientist, historian, political critic, and activist. He has described himself as an anarcho-syndicalist. Much of his work is available on the internet.
Well, first of all, my own view, as you may or may not know, is that elections are a relatively insignificant aspect of what we ought to be doing. The propaganda system, including the media, tries to get you to focus laser-like on the fact that once every 4 years you have a chance to vote for two very similar candidates from the business party. That's not the important form of political activism. If we want to stop being a failed state and become a democratic society, things are going to have to happen in between the four-year period. Take Haiti. Take Haiti, the poorest country in the hemisphere. How was Aristide elected? Aristide was elected because in the slums and the hills of Haiti, where most of the population lives, there was actually a lively, vibrant civil society organized with a lot of grassroots movements and other kinds of activism. And nobody was paying any attention to it, because who pays attention to what those guys are doing? But to everyone's amazement, they succeeded in electing their own candidate. And voting, the U.S. had a candidate in that election, a World Bank official, who everyone assumed would sail through, at all the capital and everything else. He got 14% of the vote. They succeeded in developing a democratic society that could elect someone of their own. We can't even imagine that. We can take lessons from Haiti about what democracy is. And it's not showing up every 4 years and saying, vote for me. That's not what democracy is. It's all the things that happen to build up a democratic culture where you can run your own candidates. And you don't have to choose between, two men born to great wealth and political influence who went to the same elite university and joined the same secret society and are financed by the pretty much the same corporate sources that allow them to run. Then you'd get a democratic society.
Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce tonight's keynote speaker, MIT linguistics professor, Mr. Noam Chomsky.
Man, you know what? All you fucking George Mason University graduates, fucking valedictorians, fucking boyfriends in the army, fucking bitter expats. You're right. Noam Chomsky, I think I'm Noam Chomsky. Dropped out of college, but I think I'm Noam Chomsky. My style is Al Jazeera, your cats are CNN to me. Howard Zinn is dead, I must be Noam Chomsky. You're rapping about money and ex-girlfriends and who you're serving. The ocean's rising when the world ends. Who you're serving, who you run with, and what you're running from.
History.
We're going into wars, dying in the desert for empire. Go on, tell me this is worthless, like Bob Dylan. Couldn't stop killing in Vietnam, but in Afghanistan, Iran helped us overthrow the Taliban. So why we pointing missiles at the Ayatollah? Bikini Atoll used to be an island, they blew up with nukes. Next day in France, they unveiled the bikini swimsuit. Half-naked empire, the emperor is half black. So in hip-hop, I can only half criticize. Big surprise, Pentagon announced we might not leave after all. The theater of war, Iraq, the desert of the real. Baudrillard covered the first Gulf War from his hotel room. The war was not waged on Saddam, but Vietnam syndrome. CNN won, so here we are on the fast track to world domination. Neoliberalism, ain't nothing humanitarian but interventions. You only go where there's natural resources. In Ivory Coast, French troops are killing for chocolate. Villages burn, and UN fires over civilians. Meanwhile, we're picking sides in civil war, but more died in Syria than Libya. That's the devil we know, so on, yeah. But let Darfur burn, cause ain't nothing but straw huts and sand. It's a sham, democratic war machine remarketed, and I ain't with it. Think about it, if Bush did it, we'd be protesting. We can't let the UN fast track it and be kingmakers. We gotta stay out the Middle East. Noam Chomsky, I think I'm Noam Chomsky. My peers are on some bullshit, I must be Noam Chomsky. Twitter feed look like I'm ready for war. Vonnegut is dead. Do me a favor, don't comment on my Facebook if you disagree. Showing pictures of your abdomen and Kardashian strippers. I'll take you on a Gaza strip tour where you can get killed for being the wrong religion in the wrong region. So let's get real, for every Israeli citizen that dies, airstrikes kill four people living in Palestine. Women and children dying in the largest prison known to man. You can't call me anti-Semitic, I paid for those guns. And my Jewish friends who read the news must be anti-Semitic too. Besides, Arabs are considered Semitic people as well. So the Israeli Defense Forces and Apache helicopters must be the biggest anti-Semites in the world. We manufacture the consent, the energy companies manufacture the bombs. Indirectly, Time Warner sold chemical weapons to Saddam. But that's old news, like Gulf of Tonkin started Vietnam. And the project for a new American century needed 9-11.
gone for unwanted all over the world like US bases. They quote me everywhere, but never in America. I'm Noam Chomsky, apologist for war crimes. Say my views are communist. You show your ignorance of an anarchist like Noam Chomsky, Vietnam vet, and they killed me in the jungle. Post-traumatic stress ain't covered. So whether you come home in a box or a straight jacket, America don't love you. Economy's in the pits. Act like you have a choice. Rap like you got a voice. Fight back. Ain't no one gonna save us. Cause when Chomsky dies, we're more alone in the wilderness. Surrounded by wolves, limping towards our own irrelevance. I wrote this song in 20 minutes. It's easy. Bitch, I'm Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky. I must be Noam Chomsky. Dropped out of college, started reading Noam Chomsky. My style is Amy Goodman. Your cats are Glenn Beck to me. Howardson is dead. I must be Noam Chomsky. Be Noam.
I can see the Labour Party coming to power in the next election. Maybe, maybe not, who knows? But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there. But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there.
Tune in to Autonomous Action Radio for Triple Z's Anarchy Show. Every Monday from 12 to 1 p.m. on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM or streaming at 4ZZZFM.org.au.
This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
What is the guiding principle of an underground guerrilla army?
To live off the country. To rely on nothing in the way of logistics or supplies which cannot be obtained easily and simply, whether legally or illegally.
What happens in an underground organization when the first or second in command are killed or captured?
Each man is trained to handle positions three steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer takes over, and the others move up two grades.
It's fine. That concludes our oral examination, and let me congratulate you on being the first Negro officer in the Central Intelligence Agency.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. The show where we say fragging, not fracking.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts? Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
I'm your host, Stimulator, and it's been an action-packed year so far. So let's start with Greece. If there was any doubt that the Mediterranean nation is in a state of civil war, the year kicked off with a wave of violent evictions of several squads. It was revealed that the crypto-fascist pigs of Greece have a plan to attack 40 squads across the nation. It's obvious that the fascists are making a power play by trying to break the infrastructure of the only group that can physically challenge them. The motherfucking anarchists.
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 In response, over 10,000 pissed off comrades flooded the streets to show their fearlessness and scream in solidarity with the evicted squads. Things kicked up a notch with a bombing of a shopping mall in Athens. A couple of warning calls were issued, but police treated the threat as a hoax, and two rent-a-cops were injured. Two anarchist groups called
Wild Freedom and Instigators of Social Explosion
claimed responsibility and issued a communique.
For us, the mall and every mall is a cemetery for people and real values. That's why we hit it. Those murdered by capitalism are buried in the foundations of shopping centers.
In retaliation to the motherfucking resistance, Rick Pigs have been torturing comrades in custody. This is nothing new, but now the swiney constabularies have been photoshopping images of their victims. Nicolaos Romano and Andreas Dimitris Bursokos were picked up for robbing a bank, and on this video you can see their injuries. Now check out the shitty fucking Photoshop job the graphic porkers did to hide their handiwork. I think I can do a much better job using Microsoft Paint. Check this shit out.
Okay, so we're gonna put a little thing here. So, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Speaking of large numbers of anarchists, Egyptians shocked the world with the emergence of an anarchist black bloc during the anniversary of the January uprising.
بلاك بلوك يعني مجموعة شباب أحرار بلاك بلوك يعني تجسيد ثقافة النضال بلاك بلوك يعني مشحونين إصرار بلاك بلوك مش بنخاف من قمع أو حصار.
While liberals in North America were trying to figure out how to spin this one, Egypt's Black Bloc attacked police and defended protesters from the assault of Cairo's cops.
We are defending the democracy, the people and the law. We are just people like you. Like everyone else, we are young and fed up, and this is our aim.
Shit. Democracy's overrated.
In news of the bizarre, Doña Ana County in New Mexico has deputized washed-up action celeb Steven Seagal. The greasy thespian will offer trainings to racist pigs who patrol the border in search of undocumented Latinos. Seagal is the star of such cinematic master shits like Pistol Whipped, Above the Law, and Out for Justice. But my favorite Seagal movie is by far Machete. Spoiler alert, Darth Vader is Luke's father, and Seagal is stabbed with a large knife.
I think I'll say goodbye.
In Germany, an exciting new game is sweeping the nation. The game is called Come Over, and the objective is simple: destroy as many CCTV cameras as possible. Ingenious players have devised new and exciting ways to disable cameras. These include ropes, long-ass sticks, fire extinguishers full of paint, and sneakers.
Shut down the Federal Reserve?
And finally, our favorite cyber geeks hacked the motherfucking Fed. Anonymous hackers breached the security of an internal Federal Reserve website and obtained personal details of over 4,000 US bankers, some of which included home addresses. Well done, Anonymous. Now you know what that means.
We know where you live.
In today's news, four fugitives on the run. FBI sources tell us that the four are headed 100 miles to their home base, Compton.
Shut up and lend me a ear. So I can tell you why I'm running with my brothers, headed for the home base. With steady pace in the face of the jet stream's race. The road ahead goes on and on. It even seems like it's getting longer than a marathon. Running on, but never running out. Staying wild. And if I get tired, I can still go out here tonight. But that's what I got to do. But nobody's picking up a brother with an attitude. Confused. Yo, but Trey never had nothing to lose. One of the few that's been accused and abused by the crime of poisoning young minds. But you don't know nothing till you've been in my shoes. The Trey is back from the CPT. Dropping some trash to D.O.P.E. And any motherfucker that disagrees.
The mainstream media has been freaking the fuck out about alleged cop killer Christopher Donner. If you don't know who Donner is, well, I'm gonna fucking tell you. Chris Donner is a former Los Angeles pig and reservist for the murderers of the United States Navy. A few years ago, he witnessed a fellow pig beat up a homeless man and reported the assault to his superior. The swine bosses acquitted the abusive piggy and promptly fired Dorner's ass. What happened after is still not certain. Dorner allegedly killed the daughter of the pig who fired him and her husband, as well as another fellow pig during an action-packed shootout. Dorner also allegedly released a manifesto that the fabricators of the corporate television news have labeled as bizarre and rambling. Dorner also offers up a list of cops he sees as high-value targets. These include white cops, black cops, lesbian cops, Latino cops, Asian cops, and finally, all motherfucking cops. He also asks regular people or non-combatants, as he puts it, to
not render medical aid to downed officers / enemy combatants. They will not do the same for you. They will let you bleed out just so you can brag to other officers that they had a 187 caper the other day and can't wait to accrue the overtime and future courses of penis.
The cops have responded by dropping everything and focusing their energies on the massive manhunt, offered a $1 million bounty, and even launched drones to find this fugitive.
Oink, oink. Hello, everybody.
Whee! Anyway, as of the time of this writing, the aerial pork choppers have not yielded any results. What has happened instead is that panicky LA pigs, who fear for their lives, have been shooting up at anything that remotely looks like Dorner's truck, It doesn't matter if the truck is the wrong make, model, or color.
Maggie Carranza and her 71-year-old mother, Emma Hernandez, were delivering newspapers around 5:15 a.m. Thursday when, without warning, police fired more than 50 shots at their vehicle.
On the internet, support pages for Darner have popped up, and thousands of people have clicked the like button. And many others have called Darner a hero, and some have even compared him to Nat Turner, a black man who led a slave revolt in America in the 1800s. As usual, the mainstream media have chosen to vilify Darner and paint him as a one-dimensional delusional murderer, when in fact this rupture in the system shows us a lot about our collapsing civilization that meets the eye. To look deeper at the Darner case, I bring you George Ciccarello Mayer, assistant prof of history and politics at Drexel University and co-author of a recent article on Darner entitled American Blowback. Hey George, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing pretty fucking well, actually, despite the weather in Philadelphia.
The name of the article is American Blowback. Just what the fuck does that mean?
I wrote this article with Mike King at UC Santa Cruz, and what we mean by blowback is the fact that Christopher Darner, this so-called fugitive from justice in California, who is targeting police in particular and civilians related to the police. When we call this a case of blowback, what we mean is that it's actually a counter response to essentially the violence of the LA police. Violence which Darner himself witnessed and to which he expressed some concern, leading to his dismissal effectively. And when we say blowback, we also mean the fact that here is someone who is trained by the military, trained in counterinsurgency techniques. And so when you study counterinsurgency, of course you learn aspects of insurgency. And if you read Darner's manifesto, it shows perfectly well that he has paid a great deal of attention to what it means to be an insurgent and what it means to fight a counterinsurgency war. Also, worth pointing out is the fact that there is no real vast distance between contemporary policing in the United States and this military counterinsurgency. The techniques of the U.S. Army, of the Navy specifically, that Darner was subjected to, and the LAPD have become increasingly fused in recent years.
Darner has reminded the world of the brutality of the LAPD. Can you give us a brief rundown of this pork viewer spotty history?
In the United States in general, and the LAPD in particular, is a white supremacist institution. There's very little room for debate around that. And especially if we look at the history of the LAPD, going back especially to the 1950s and 1960s, we see an absolutely openly racist and white supremacist police department. We see a police department that recruited, consciously recruited officers from the Jim Crow South to bring to LA to police the black population. And we see in many ways the conflicts that arose in LA in the 1960s as a result of this explicitly racist policing policy. Now, the same thing happens again in the 1990s when we see the militarization of Los Angeles police as a result of an opportunistic use of the so-called crack epidemic as a way to separate off the so-called ghettos, militarize them, police them, and massively incarcerate and kill their inhabitants. And so we have, as a result, the LA rebellions of 1992, massive, massive rebellions. And so this is nothing new. Even more recently, what Darner himself highlights is the Rampart scandal, which came out very shortly after 1992, which proved the LAPD, even after the riots and the rebellions, had not changed very much, was still corrupt. The Rampart unit was planting evidence and brutalizing people. And even more recently, we saw, and this is something Darner doesn't mention, but we saw the dismissal of the firing of several officers involved in the jump out squads, which were essentially these elite groups of LA officers, at least in the sheriff's department in particular, who celebrated the fact that they had killed people, celebrated police-involved shootings, and they actually got tattoos to indicate whether or not they had actually killed someone.
LAPD has spent a huge amount of resources, including a $1 million bounty to catch Darner. What does this say about our system?
First thing that the $1 million bounty should tell us is precisely how little they think our lives are worth. Because Darner is not, of course, targeting us. He's not shooting at us for the most part. And yet, when someone dies, for example, in Philadelphia, the standard reward for that killing is on the order of $20,000. And so the very fact that they're offering $1 million for this person suggests that they themselves consider themselves to be worth a lot more money than just everyday people, which is obvious from the way that they responded. They immediately put police on guard to protect all of these officers that Doerner had threatened. And of course, the flip side of this is that they unleashed violence on the population of Los Angeles as well. And so every step in the process really just reeks of the fact that these police actually don't value the lives of the public that they claim to protect and serve when they're out there threatening them, shooting them without identifying, shooting into trucks, ramming trucks on the highway to knock them off the road because they think they might be involved with Doerner. They see Doerner as a threat to themselves. They're not concerned because Doerner is a threat to the public.
Anything else you want to add? You
should be very clear about what Doerner is and what he isn't. He is not a conscious revolutionary guerrilla leading the next people's war. But at the same time, what mobilized Doerner was white supremacy and violence within the Los Angeles police. And yet, when he writes a long and occasionally off-topic manifesto about this, what the media does is it says, oh, here's another crazy person writing a manifesto. They call it rambling. They call it crazy. They call it deranged. They have people they call on psychologists to say that he's clearly a psychopath. When the point is that he's an angry person who has lost his job and is frustrated with some things that for him don't fit within what he understands the police to do. He wishes that the police in some ways were upholding law and order, were protecting and serving, and yet his own observation of the internal functioning of the LAPD is that they've been violent, terroristic, and racist. And so while the fact that he hopes to resolve that contradiction means that he still is not broken entirely with this political system that he is in many ways physically attacking by himself.
Thanks, George. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. I want to let you motherfuckers know that I have a brand new fucking website on the same address, stimulator.tv. So check that shit out and send me some feedback suggestions. I also want to show my appreciation to all the slaves who kicked down to make this much-needed web upgrade happen. Adrian, Tim, Joel, Ray, Philip, Liam, Jonathan, Clara, Nicola, Karen, Todd, James, Edward, Thomas, Andre, Stuart, Kelsey, Don, Imre, Samuel, Justin, Robot, Michael, Nicholas, Simo, Media Pal, and Jeremy. And finally, to quote Franz Fanon, a society that drives its members to desperate solutions is a non-viable society, a society to be replaced.
Hundred miles and running, empty when I hope the gunning. You want me to deal with the situation and it's done it. Since I'm stereotype, I'm going to take a stand. And if you're trying to stop me, I don't give a damn.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
When you feel like you've lost all your hope, when there's no one to help you find where to go, don't have to look far, you know where I am. I'm waiting at the end of the road. Waiting at the end of the road. We're traveling, don't feel alone. No matter how far you are from your home, when you look up ahead, you'll know where I am. I'm waiting at the end of the road. Waiting at the end of the road. And the places I go and the songs that I sing, the rules that I break and the people I meet. I've got a name, one you can repeat. But I'm waiting at the end of the road. Waiting at the end of the road. We'll try just about anything to make you turn back and be their machine. They'll shackle your feet and they'll shackle your dreams. They say you're as free as can be. Say you're as free as can be. The law says don't take one more step on the road to a place where ideas are not set. But I say run and leave it all behind. Run till there's no running left. Run till there's no running left. And whatever you think and whatever you want, whatever you need and whatever you've got, you've got a right to be.
don't let them take it away. Yeah, don't let them take it away.